This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Pete Cross joins me live in studio for our ACAC Health Update. Pete, how are you? Good afternoon.
Great, Coy. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Absolutely. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you coming by. We got a lot we want to talk about. There's some things going on. We want to talk about the elderly and exercise and a lot of other things. But let's start first with where you're from and how you ended up working with ACAC.
I started out in Philadelphia, grew up there, went to school there, and played soccer was my main exercise, just like everybody had a chance at a sport or two, and came to UVA. And played varsity soccer here and just barely made that team, I'll tell you. Then went off to the Army and usual things, back to graduate school. And there was about, from age 25 to 38 or so, I didn't do anything. Just like most people, you know, the family starts and you're busy and it gets in the way. Your priorities are changed, even if they aren't necessarily the right ones for you. And then all of a sudden, along about 1967, Ken Cooper wrote this book and coined the term, actually, aerobics. Came from him, and he had 14,000 captured people in the Air Force that he could work on and came up with an exercise program that became the Bible.
Wow, the Bible for
everybody. And
for the fitness revolution.
Yeah. It was the beginning of the fitness revolution, and he's now got the Cooper Clinic going in Dallas, Texas. Very, very well known and a very competent person.
So you came across, you remember coming across that book?
I went out and bought it as soon as I heard about it because this was kind of an unconscious thing, you know. I wasn't, my parents were anything but fit. They didn't move if they didn't have to. And I don't know, maybe I was switched in the hospital, but I had this underlying thing, you know, that your heart's a muscle and you're supposed to work it. And
yeah,
I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. But
and that's a basic thing I think that most people don't really think about. Your heart is a muscle just like your bicep or your tricep or any other muscle, and you can work it just like you would with weights and make it stronger.
And that's why we call cardio exercise. That's what it does.
So you sort of launched this new career in your life and got into fitness. Is that right?
I launched it personally. I was teaching. I was in geology. I had a famous grandfather in geology, and I wanted to teach, so that's what I did for a while. But this was building in the background. And I finally burned out of teaching and went to Birmingham, Alabama, and was a museum director for a while of a science museum and then aviation. But all that time, I was a member of what I call a mini ACAC. It was one of the first really family-oriented, neat places, and that's where it really got a hold of me. Because I'd only been running until then. Then I saw the benefits of full workouts. In 1980 on, it really got a hold of me. But I couldn't afford to enter the fitness industry then because you just couldn't make enough money to raise a family hardly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stayed on my job and did this on the side, and volunteered, got certifications. And then I knew I was coming back to Charlottesville. I knew when I left here in the 50s that I would come back. And sure enough, it worked out. I was 3 years at Towson University and on my way back here.
We're talking with Pete Cross, a fitness specialist at ACAC. He's joined us live in studio. And if you have a question, 977-1070, we invite you to join the conversation. If you've got a question or a comment for Pete, just give us a call. I would like to let people know that you are 76. And as I sit here now and look at you, I am truly amazed because I've seen men who are in their 70s and late 70s, and you do not at all look like a man in his 70s. Is this a result of decades of fitness and going to the gym and working out?
That has a lot to do with it, but I think genetically, I said the genetics covers about 30% of what happens to you down the road. And so that means we have control of about 70% of our life.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah. At least the environment has some say in what you turn out to be. And genetically, I don't gain weight easily. I'd be the first to die on a desert island. I had the same weight for 40 years, but nobody wants to hear that. So I've been very lucky, genetically so, but also, obviously, very interested in fitness.
And yeah.
I'm not, this is, This is not something that drives me all the time. It's just a part of my life. If I miss a workout or two, try for three times a week. So that's all right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's got to be something that's fun and meaningful.
And people really beat themselves up over, like, oh, I missed a workout, you know, and they think they've lost it. And if you can get your mind in this mindset that, I know I'm going back. It's not a big deal. I'll be back there. And you will actually get back there faster with that kind of mindset, that you're relaxed, you're not beating yourself up, and you really enjoy it, rather than, oh, this is a chore, I've got to go to the gym, you know, that kind of thing.
The body really profits from change in your workout. You've got to change your workout routine, have different routines of some sort, and a layoff of a week periodically is wonderful for the body.
Yeah, interesting. Pete Cross is a fitness specialist at ACAC, and tell me, you've been, you know, in this fitness industry now for decades. How do you think it's changed? What are some of the big changes that you've personally seen firsthand?
I think, Corey, one of the first thing that is the most noticeable is when you look at the programs in a place that's as comprehensive as ACAC, and there are other fitness centers certainly addressing this around town also, that there's been a change from just building strength and working out, running, biking, to looking at the whole body, because a lot of people get hurt when they start to jump into exercise and haven't been doing it. And part of the reason is that they lack the stabilization, the stability of the body, the coordination of from head to toe. Your body needs to work as a unit. And that's where stabilizing of the joints through a light muscle workout, building endurance, really makes the joints behave the way they should. If they're not supported by toned muscles, you're bound to wind up with joint problems as you age, and especially if you're adding weight, because the impact of every step is 5 times greater than your own weight when you hit the pavement, especially when you're running.
Wow.
And if you add 20 pounds, 30 pounds to whatever you were at around age 30 when your bones stopped growing, then you're putting overload on. And how many years is that overload? And it keeps getting greater. No wonder people have joint problems as they get into their 50s and 60s.
Yeah. So when you go to ACAC or you get back into a workout regime, the last thing you want to do is start in fifth gear. You've got to be willing to be really patient with your body.
That's right. Absolutely. And it'll really pay off. It's true. You go from a stabilization and balance and posture orientation, and go into then strength building once you are able to hold your body in the proper position so you won't be injured. And then from there, if you're athletically oriented, and we have people in the 40s and 50s and up who love to do athletics, then you can go into power development.
Right,
so you have
right.
three stages: stabilization, strength, and then power.
Pete Cross is a fitness specialist at ACAC. And Pete, tell us now, this is especially a concern for the elderly. And I would just say anybody who hasn't been in the gym for a while or hasn't worked out for a while, but they know they need to get back, whether it was a stroke or a heart attack or, you know, medically related, or they just know it's time to get off the couch and it's time to get a hold of this problem that they, this rut that they got themselves into. And they're finally at a point in their life where they know they're going to do it. But they really need a little guidance at first, especially if they haven't been in a gym in a while. I mean, there's, you know, TV screens on the treadmills, for God's sake. It's a totally foreign environment.
Yes, absolutely true. And it's really presents some anxiety problems for a lot of people to walk in and say, oh my goodness, look at all these buff people. Well, they're not all buff people. Average age 52. And you walk in and you'll see often as many people well overweight as they're looking trim.
Yeah.
And when someone joins ACAC, and there are a variety of ways to do that, you don't have to put out money to become a member and jump in for a year. With a doctor's approval and a referral, you can enter the STEP program, which is 60 days for about, I think, roughly $60, like $1 a day, to try it out and begin to work on it and see if that's what you really want. Because you've got to be able to commit yourself to this in order to make it work. It isn't something we can't drag you through it.
Right,
and it shouldn't be that way. It should be fun. It should have variety. And it's social. A lot of people go over there for social reasons, too. They meet people. They go over with their friends. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, and it's a good option. I can tell you, when I was years ago, when I was doing my book on the history of UVA in Charlottesville called The Corner, I spent 7 or 8 years just going to people's homes and nursing homes and interviewing people, most of whom, honestly, were over 75 or 80 years old. Fantastic time in my life. I met the nicest people, wonderful times that I spent in people's living rooms and kitchen tables. But I will tell you, I met so many elderly folks in this community who just didn't talk to anybody all day long. They didn't have any, they were oftentimes were by themselves all day. And this is a good opportunity to get out and meet some people.
It certainly is, and that's one of the problems as people age, especially when they retire, they begin to draw in. They start to have just their only friends are their age. What do they talk about? Their illnesses and who's sick and who isn't. And it's a downward spiral, and I call it the downward golden spiral.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a mix of ages of friends and to get out into the community, and that's one of the things this organization does. So well.
And some studies have been showing that you can actually ward off or delay Alzheimer's by making your brain learn new things. And it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're constantly learning new things, whether it's, you know, a musical instrument or even a workout regime or a language or something, if you're exercising your brain like your body, your brain will stay sharp well into old age.
So true. If there was a pill that did all the things that an exercise program can do for one, people would buy it off the shelf in an instant. And they would be willing to pay incredible amounts of money. Now, we put money into ourselves when we get broke. We have to, one way or another. So why not do that in a preventive way while we're still healthy? Because the quality of life is guaranteed. Even for somebody in a wheelchair, we have aerobic activities that they can do. With their arms, we can take anybody at any age and improve the quality of life.
Yeah, because there's just so much over there.
There's so many things that can go on. Literally.
I mean, this is so way beyond like just a gym for somebody who's never doesn't know the world of ACAC. It is so far beyond just like a gym with weights and a treadmill. There are so many different programs that to me it's sort of mind-boggling. It's a long list of things that you can do over there.
We take people from the womb to the tomb, literally. And Phil Wendell's insight certainly brought us to where we are today in this regard. As you know, there's Four Seasons is the area that has a lot of outdoor activities, tennis, and an arena recently built where high school athletes are trained. It's 6 in the morning. There are classes over there for them.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
We have programs, 100 programs of all kinds, from yoga and Pilates and things that people have never even heard of and need to look at in the brochures
now,
that we have.
Speaking of these programs, there's something coming up next Tuesday that we want to let people know about because this dovetails real nicely with what we're talking about, the elderly and health. And tell us what this is. It's a free lecture that anybody can go to, right?
That's right. All they need to do is to call in to that. Thanks, Croy. We'll look at the paper here. 434-243-5695 or email UVAGING, that's UVAGING at virginia.edu, and register for yourself. Doesn't cost anything, but you need to let them know so they can prepare for how many are going to come. We expect 200 or 300 people, and they will be at ACAC to hear Dr. Evans speaking from University of Arizona.
Arkansas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it
Arkansas? Well, yeah, that's what
okay,
it says.
Okay, you've got the sheet now.
Here, you take the sheet and tell us exactly
okay.
what it is. And
right,
this is next Tuesday.
That's correct.
A week from yesterday.
September the 16th, and it's going to be on at 2 to 4.
2 to 4, so, and he's talking about what?
And he'll be talking about understanding and preventing age-related muscle loss and weight gain. This is a real important issue because if someone is deconditioned, meaning they don't exercise at all, they're losing about 5 pounds per decade of muscle, lean muscle mass, which provides the strength. That's the muscle tissue. And they're gaining in that same decade anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds. That happens.
So they gain fat and lose muscle.
Exactly, which is a double whammy in the negative
sense.
And
that just happens as you age.
It does, indeed.
Unless you're working out.
Unless you take charge of your body and treat it as something that you would treat as well as a son or daughter, and really give yourself the respect to your body that you deserve, because you only go down this road once.
Because these bodies didn't evolve, I mean, over hundreds of thousands of years, these bodies didn't evolve to sit on a couch and eat high fructose corn syrup, I mean, and watch TV. They elderly people for hundreds of thousands of years in small human groups, we were walking around and running and doing stuff.
Right to the day they dropped.
Yeah, all day long.
And that's the goal that should be for everyone.
Right, right.
The day you drop, you're playing tennis or on the golf course.
I like the sound of that. Pete Cross is a fitness specialist at ACAC. And before we let you go, you got any thoughts? Look into your crystal ball. We're talking about aging and the elderly. I'm curious if you have any thoughts about you know, where this might be going in the future here in this country.
I do, and I think from what I can see happening down the road, the greatest fear that people have is they age, and this can happen at any age. It's not just, quote, seniors, however you define them. And that's the fear of losing your keys, driving a car. That's number one, and the other is a fear of loss of independence. 90% of the
people— And they're very related, those two. Yeah.
They certainly are. And 90% of the people going into nursing homes or into assisted living are there not because of disease, but because of weakness. They're unable to toilet themselves. They're unable to get out of a chair. They have very poor balance. 30% of the people over 60 fall every year. And half of them never return to the same fitness level that they had before. So it is a lot of scary stuff out there for people that are just procrastinating, or to look at the statistics, and you don't want to be one of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing that you really can significantly delay that type of care that you would require if you just exercise a little bit. And it doesn't take hours every day. It's just, it's like doing well in college when I finally learned, this is the secret. It was just a little bit every day. It wasn't hour upon hour. It was a little bit every day.
It's changing what the attitude towards oneself and really giving yourself a stroke that's in a stroke in the good sense, stroke of luck, getting on to the exercise programs that are going to carry you well into your 80s or 90s, and that can start at any age and have benefits.
There you go. Pete Cross is a fitness specialist at ACAC. You can learn more online at acac.com, and if you'd like to register for that free lecture next Tuesday, the number again to reserve your free spot is 243-5695. Pete, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Coy, it's a pleasure to be here.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show at SeavillePodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.